Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Why I Hate This Movie. I'm your host, Derek Rios, and with always my co-host and heterosexual life mate, Danny Newton. How are you doing today, Danny?
Pretty good, Derek. How are you?
I am doing fine. So today we're going to talk about Star Wars Episode 7.
Yes.
The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
I've kind of been putting this off for a while. It's something I knew I always wanted to get to, but it's something where, you know, we're big Star Wars fans.
Yeah, very much.
And I watch generally all the content, just kicking or screaming or enjoying it. Either way, I generally watch all of it. And this is kind of like the new era of Star Wars where they just started. I don't know if they just stopped caring about good storytelling as much and just kind of getting paid.
Right. That's exactly what this was. This was a paycheck. When we watched this almost a decade ago,
yeah,
we gave this a pass. It almost felt like they were just trying to show us, hey, you know, we understand where this stuff come from.
Mm-hmm.
Like this movie is an homage to
the OG, the original
trilogy. Yeah. And we want to show you that we care about going in the right direction. I mean, looking back at it now, I feel like we were way too soft.
I do think it was one of those things where it felt like, okay, it's forgivable. It was a solid movie. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But it really just took the exact same format from the original A New Hope.
Yes.
The fourth movie, right? It took that format and just threw it back at us with nostalgia.
Right.
And I was like, okay, well, if this is what they're leading up to, and like then they start, you know, it had a good basis. And I want to kind of talk about this movie without going into the next two too much.
Right.
And just focusing on acting like, okay, we don't know the shit they're about to throw at us and just right into our face.
Right.
Little garbage that just pissed me off.
When I rewatched it, that's when I realized the garbage was kind of already here. I don't enjoy it today, a couple of days removed from watching it.
I think I had the few issues this time watching it, the same few issues that I still have now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a lot changed. I think that they had the basis for the good characters and leading up to something special.
Right.
But I don't know what happened with, like, you know, they didn't pull J.J. Abrams back into the second movie and it just destroyed all the little things he built up. And this one, but yeah, I don't know exactly what happened going in, but anyways, just kind of breaking down this movie, we won't really go in depth too much of like scene for scene, but I would just like to talk about each character and their development,
right,
and some of the plot points.
Right.
So the first character we're kind of introduced to is Poe.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the new droid unit, because we have to throw a toy at everything now, is that we get a BB-8. So we always get a new droid, which BB-8 was a good one. He was cute. It was, you know, it was R2-D2 level toy.
Right.
Or droid. But Poe is a assassin slash the best pilot.
Something like that. He's kind of like he's a jack of all trades, but he's the best at everything, right?
Yeah.
I had a lot of problems with Poe.
Did you?
Especially in the first scene, I had a lot of problems with Poe.
I feel like they should have linked his character to someone else, like that existed.
A little bit. So at first, Poe is super serious, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's getting the secret MacGuffin from like old school rebel guy, right? It's all serious, and then the First Order lands and massacres this village.
Yep,
and the first thing Poe does is make slapstick jokes.
Mm-hmm.
God, that bothered me so much. Like, yeah. we already set the tone super dark and serious.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just like,
well, he's got to lighten up the mood. Because it's
tossing
a
kid in shit
family
jokes.
Movie.
That was my first big problem with Poe.
I don't think his character is ever meant to be taken seriously. He's supposed to be the happy-go-lucky guy.
Well, his character is not actually meant to stay around.
Yeah.
The TIE fighter?
Mm-hmm.
His character is supposed to die in that.
Yeah, yeah. It was weird because, I mean, first of all, the crash probably would have killed him.
Yeah.
And he got slung from the crash site.
Right.
But
that's not even like an exaggeration. I want to think that whenever they were doing like screen testing and stuff like that, they wrote him back in because his character tested good.
Yeah.
Like he was, I thought he was legit supposed to die there.
Maybe.
I didn't care for his character. I thought that he didn't, you know, he didn't match the tone that was being portrayed around him.
I mean, there's some goofy parts for some of the characters too, even like Finn.
Yeah.
So Finn's character is a just taken from birth, like or as a young child, right? As a baby and thrown into the militarized stormtrooper life.
Right.
And I guess he was a garbage disposal unit guy, and they were like, here's a gun, you're going to war.
How hard up does the First Order have to be for manpower to send a fucking janitor to the front lines? When we saw, like, dude's big Nazi speech and all the soldiers they have.
Yeah. It's weird.
Why did they need to pull this guy off a janitor detail?
It is very weird because they had a whole planet, we find out, that are full of people because it's a big planet-sized spaceship.
Yeah.
So you think they wouldn't need random janitors to carry guns, because I'm sure he's combat trained at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's combat trained.
But they're also like, hey, you're a janitor, dude. Yeah. This is kind of your job.
Some people have more of a natural knack for being a soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Finn obviously didn't fit that category. That's the reason he was pushing a broom.
Yeah, and obviously when he gets thrown in there, he has a panic attack. Because as you see in this first scene, he's like freaking out and having a panic attack. And he's just, I mean, unlike all the rest of the murder hobos, they're just taking orders.
Right.
He doesn't want to kill these unarmed civilians, which that's a good sign.
Right. Yeah. I thought, gosh, man, I thought Finn was probably the most underserved character of new Star Wars.
It's one of those characters that I really liked the chemistry he had with Rey.
Yes.
And I really look forward to seeing like their relationship develop, you know, in the next few movies.
Yeah, that would have been nice. But no, like I thought Finn was wasted. Absolutely wasted.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's a force wielder.
He should be.
But yeah, he picks up Rey's lightsaber that she's using, which is actually Vader's original lightsaber.
Yes.
And he wields it. He turns it on.
Mm-hmm.
And the way lightsabers work, you channel the force through it.
Yeah.
Not a normal person can't just wield a lightsaber.
You can, but not really.
You can't. The way they're intended to design is it has a kyber crystal in it, and it channels your force powers into the lightsaber. That's what the lightsaber is supposed to work. It should only be a specific to Jedi and Sith users.
Right.
So a normal person wouldn't be able to wield that.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that he could light it up, yeah.
Yeah. That means he has enough force, metachlorians, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yes. He has energy, enough potential.
Enough potential that he could be a Jedi.
But just, yeah.
Yeah, and sadly, of course, they didn't really go anywhere with it. But and in this, you see the potential there. And you see, like, okay, this could be a really good character. They had good chemistry, him and Rey, and it was a really good actor. I liked everything they did with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next character run into is Kylo.
Yes.
Kylo Ren, which, you know, Adam Driver, he did good. Like, yeah. Overall, I liked it. You know, you see the emotion, the anger there, and the turmoil of where he wants to be like Vader. He wants that power.
This whole arc should have been a character study on him.
Mm-hmm.
It really should have been. He's the most important character in this trilogy.
Yeah.
And he's treated just like a side character a lot of times. Like,
We needed to
be with him through different time periods.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we needed to be witness to whenever the fucking voices started talking to him.
Yeah.
Right. We were never witness to that. Not in any of the movies.
Yeah, because you kind of see that him and Rey are like somewhat connected through the force.
Right.
And you know, even in this one, it hints at it.
Yeah.
He feels her presence and stuff, and it doesn't really talk too much about it, but
he's underdeveloped.
Yeah, he really is. And he has really awesome powers. I love the Force Stop. It was really cool.
Yeah.
And he pulls information out of your mind with using the Force.
That's kind of common.
Is it?
Yeah.
See, I mean, you never really see any Sith doing that in other movies, though. Vader does that. It's more of a violent, though. They really bring out, like, because when Vader does it, he's just like, it feels like he's reading their mind.
So,
but it's like he's ripping those memories out of them.
I'll give you an example of it. Okay. All right.
I know Vader did it, but
yeah. Do you remember whenever, like, Han, Leia, and Chewie got captured on Cloud City?
Mm-hmm.
Vader starts torturing them one by one.
Yeah.
They drag Han back into the cell with the rest of them, and he's just like, he didn't even ask me any questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he was ripping his mind apart with Force.
Yeah.
Right? Him using that ability, it makes sense. It's perfectly fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the thing is we needed backstory on him. We needed to see the moment to which, you know, the demons started talking to him that turned him.
Yeah, and Snoke, what led to the events where Snoke got a hold of him?
Right.
Because, you know, the only thing we get is, oh, it's Princess Leia and Han's kid, mm-hmm. and he went to go train with Luke.
Yes.
And then something happened, and he left, and the parents, I guess, sent him away. And then something happened where, okay, now he ended up with Snoke, and then...
He killed everybody at the academy.
Which I'm sure that happened afterwards. You know, there was some other presence there.
Yeah.
But I would like to know, I want to see that story.
Yeah. We really needed to.
That broke Luke. Because Luke's not in this movie. And the whole premise of this movie is we're trying to find Luke. So, that, and they have the whole back premise of, okay, there's still this battle going on between the First Order, which is now the severed part of the Empire, and the rebels, and then the Republic is just there, I guess. They just run everything now until
what rebellion?
Well, yeah.
That's the most infuriating thing in this movie.
They call them...
Oh, the Resistance. The Resistance from fucking what?
Yeah.
You were the Republic Navy.
Yeah.
There's no fucking Resistance. The Republic Navy.
Exactly. They won.
Yeah.
They won. They're just the Republic.
You can't be part of the government and be all the oppression of the man.
Yeah.
You are the man. What the fuck are you resisting?
I guess the rest of the Republic is okay with the First Order doing whatever the fuck that they're doing.
They must be.
I guess it's the only way that they could hide a planet-sized fucking base.
You don't gut a planet.
Yeah.
And make a super star, a super fucking
planet,
Death Star laser star killer in it.
It's planet, yeah.
Without knowing.
Star Killer Base.
Like,
yeah, there's got to be millions of people involved in building this thing.
Yes. There's millions of contractors.
What does that cost?
Who the fuck knows?
And I want to talk about the
billions upon billions upon billions of galactic credits. There's no way to hide this.
No.
Even the dumbest, like, Republic operatives mm-hmm. would know this existed.
And that was one thing I had wrong with Finn. He worked on that. He knew about it.
Yeah.
And he spent half the movie with them. And after it, they shot it. He was like, oh, hey, we have that thing. It eats suns and shoots out fucking laser beams and blows up planets. I forgot to mention that. I just said, oh, I'm scared of them. I want to leave. He could have been like, motherfucker, they're going to blow up our planet. Let's get out of here. That's different. Because I'd be like, yeah, we should go.
Exactly.
Yeah. He could have given warning. And I'm sure... there's got to be a bunch of other people that fled this fucking place that could have probably given warning at some point.
You don't build something like this without millions and millions of contractors.
Yes. No.
Right?
Because look how big the Death Star was, and this thing is 100 times bigger.
I mean, you know, even Hitler had contractors that made his guns and ammo. Yeah. That's who Schindler was.
Oppenheimer. Right? Fucking Oppenheimer. That's how he won the war. But
yeah. But I'm just saying, like, there are people, everybody would know about this.
Yes, 100%.
After we've gone through an age where we've built a Death Star and then built another Death Star. Yeah. People will be on the lookout for fucking planet killing Death Stars.
It's like,
this will be on the radar.
Where did that planet used to go that was around here flying off the fucking... So I want to get into the science behind this fucking planet.
Oh, God.
Because the whole way it works is it eats sun and shoots out laser beam. That's the premise. Okay.
Right.
I get that. Okay. The planet moves so it can eat suns. It has to move.
It's got
to
be orbiting like a double star system or a triple star system or something like that. It's got to be orbiting in a manner to which it's orbiting enough stars
to fire it multiple times.
Right.
I think they're flying this thing around space.
I don't think so.
There's no way that they built that for two fucking shots.
I mean, they only got to fire at the one time.
I mean, they really did.
They destroyed an entire star system.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah, it was five planets.
They destroyed the entire Hossian system. That is fucking nuts.
Which, it was one beam that split into five parts. That's pretty accurate, considering the distance. But no, it had to have moved, right?
Right.
Because it says it eats stars. And it showed up in their system. Because the planet they were on when they're fighting, when they see that, it was, I don't know what planet it was, but it was wherever Moss was.
Yeah.
Cantina's at.
Yeah.
Random forest planet. I think it was flying around space. And if it has that capabilities, first of all, I mean, I get, okay, maybe it runs its own reactor to heat it. So it's just snow. Like, there's snow on the surface.
No, but if it's drifting between star systems, it snowballs over.
Yeah. It would just freeze over.
Yeah.
But okay, that's one thing. And another thing is, you wouldn't have to fire this thing if it could just eat a sun. You just show up in their fucking system, eat their sun, and then fly away, because all those planets, they're all going to fucking die.
Right.
I mean, I guess, you know, a lot of them will get off on ships and stuff, but the damage is done. The whole fucking planet worth of cities is gone.
Yeah.
And, you know, millions of people are still going to die because there's not enough ships to get everyone off.
No. Lord, no. This is terrible.
Yes.
Like, there's so much that's bad about this. It's mind blowing how bad this part of the plot is.
Yeah.
Because everybody would know about it. The Republic would be like, holy shit, we need our entire Navy to go take care of this.
They act like all of it died. The whole Republic army is gone. Like, majority of it, it's only the Resistance left. Like, what planets did they blow up? Did they blow up Coruscant?
No.
I don't even know what planets they blew up.
Well, whatever the Hossian system is where they reset the new capital for the Republic. Because apparently they felt Coruscant was too corrupt to actually put the Republic capital there.
I mean, probably.
Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But the thing is like, they still have a Navy.
Yeah.
Who are the Resistance? No, fucking
we have,
retards.
It's we got to have that old feeling where we only have 20 TIE fighter pilots and that's our whole army. Well, let's get them, boys.
Dude. So even after they make their plan to go try to destroy this thing, which is just too fucking late, right?
Yeah.
The only reason they want to destroy it now is like, uh-oh, the Eye of Sauron's looking at us.
Yeah.
We better do something about that. But it's like, yeah, we're going to send out like 20 X-Wings.
Yep.
Like, bro, where are your capital ships?
Yeah.
Where are your corvettes, your frigates? Where are your fucking just...
They can't make it through the barricade.
Where's Home One?
Yep.
Right?
It's not that important, okay? This is a small tactical team. That's all we need.
Your Navy?
That's the same thing with the Death Star, bro. You know,
where's your fucking Navy?
Yeah.
Like, okay, there's this thing on the surface. All right, we're going to go bomb it. Cool. Good plan. Where's your bombers?
Yep. They don't have bombers.
Where's your fucking
they don't
bombers?
Have bombers. They didn't even say bombers. They said 20 X-Wings and be like, well, we don't do any damage on it. It's a good thing those people that we sent on the ground and the rescue team had time to throw out some grenades in this bitch to actually blow up and make a hole in the side.
Like, where's your dedicated bombers? Where are the Y-Wings? Right?
Hey, man, we don't have money for that. Man. We got money for some X-Wings, okay?
Bro.
They forgot about the Y-Wings in this fucking series.
We have been using Y-Wings since before the Republic, yeah. You know? Where are your dedicated bombers?
Those are outdated, okay? We don't need Y-Wings.
Outdated? No, they're not outdated. Like,
they're as outdated as the design of a TIE fighter.
I just,
or you can't see sideways.
Like, where? I mean, everything. Did you only have the money to afford a model for an X-wing?
I guess.
Is that the budget we had making this movie? Like, oh, we leased the model to the X-wing. We got them at design. That's all we can afford.
Yeah.
No.
No, no, no. We're going to save it for the later ones, maybe. You know?
Like, in this time period, like, the Republic should have, like, they should still have capture Star Destroyers, the Super Star Destroyers, right?
Well,
like,
we see that. They're all just crashed on planets now. They blew them all up.
Like,
well, and later in like, we see them deconstruct them. They're just all being decommissioned. Using them. They're just decommissioned.
I mean, they're being decommissioned, but they, like, what was the, they should still have, like, the Anakin Solo online.
This is what happens when the Democrats win. They take apart all the guns. They take away all the guns.
God. Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Oh, fuck, dude. But it's just, it's infuriating.
Yeah.
Like, this, the fucking, like, ooh, we're the resistance. Like, you're really not.
Yeah.
You're not the resistance.
Princess Leia is the head of them. She should be, she's a princess for a reason. She should be heading up the Republic.
Right.
At this point.
I mean, Alderaan was not the only habitable planet in the system.
Yeah.
So she would still be ruling over something. And besides, she's a general.
Yep. The general of what? The resistance.
She has command in the Navy. She was a senator.
Mm-hmm.
She has command of the fleet.
Nah, man, we're just going to let them murder billions of people. It's cool. Before we do anything about it.
Bro, there's no way. There's no way that they would let these space Nazis still exist. There's no way. They just got done fighting a war against these people.
You know, they're real powerful, bro. They had enough resources left over to build the planet base.
This is so bad. This is the breaking point. This is why it's bad.
My problem was the next character I'll talk about is Rey.
Yeah.
I don't think Rey was a bad character, and I like the actress. And I like everything she had with Finn and stuff. But when you have the new Luke Skywalker, she essentially...
Yeah.
She's supposed to be the new Luke Skywalker. It's that character.
Right.
That's the role she's fit in. The new hero. The savior.
We didn't need her.
No. Well, she didn't. There's no training involved. She up until the point where she gets a lightsaber and has a vision. She's just a scavenger who's like good at, maybe she can pilot some shit, right?
There's no part of this story that needed her. That's my biggest problem with Rey.
Yeah.
Whenever you really think about it, there's no part of this story that needed her.
I don't even know why they send her to Luke.
There's no reason to.
No.
There's no fucking reason to.
Because that was post-mission. So, that was post-mission. And then he has the BB-8 droid.
The core of the story is Poe makes contact, puts the plans in the BB-8 droid. BB-8 droid is just into Jakku, right? Finn breaks Poe out.
Yep.
They flee. Finn ends up crash landing on Jakku. All he has to do is bump into the fucking droid.
Yeah. Which he did.
We don't need Rey after that.
But Rey has the droid with her at this point. That's the only thing. But
I mean, literally after that, all that would have to happen is Finn and the droid find a way to get off planet.
But that's a whole fate thing where it's like, okay, you know, she's the chosen one or something. I don't know.
It's just, there's no part of the story that effectively needed her.
No.
Since most of this movie happens without her.
No, and I hate the fact that she just randomly started using force abilities. I get the concept of billions of people died. All of that force energy is now out there, and most of it's light, because, you know, I'm sure all these were Republic inner cities and or planets.
Yeah.
And for the most part, they were righteous people or whatever. I don't fucking know. But so there's a lot of force power out there. It's the same concept of when the Death Star blew it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Luke kind of got more powerful because of that.
Yeah.
And it helped him. So I understand her being, okay, now she can be more powerful, but she still has to have training. She's never even seen. When she force commands the stormtrooper,
right?
She hasn't seen that used before.
No, never.
It's just something's like, I don't know. It just came to me. And The only thing that would have redeemed that later on was the theory that, okay, she's a Palpatine clone or something like that. She is a clone.
She should have just been nobody.
She should have been. But yeah, so I was like, okay, maybe she's a clone and this is like some like underlying hidden talent that's like, you know, coming up. And but when we find out who she is later, it's like, okay, this is, none of this makes sense. She's just Luke, but without any training or a mentor. Her mentor is Han Solo, who just is not even a mentor. I don't know why. At some point, Kylo's like, oh, you look at him as like a father figure. He's going to disappoint you. But like, no, he's just the fucking guy that's in her life. That's like, okay, you know, he helped, like some guy she's heard about.
He's a guy I literally met yesterday.
Yeah. He's a father figure. No,
I literally just met this guy.
Some guy offered me a job, probably because he wants a banger. I don't fucking know. Like, and that's the other thing. When she beats Kylo with a lightsaber in a lightsaber battle, even injured, there's no reason he should have ever lost her. She's never even wielded a lightsaber.
No,
and like, she's just I'm magically a badass, and I hated that whole aspect of her character.
I would have been more impressed if Finn would have just took him down.
Yeah, that would just be great.
Wild swings.
Yeah.
Just wild baseball bat swings. Because honestly, Finn was a dangerous opponent.
Yeah.
And Finn was a dangerous opponent because he was completely untrained and he was just swinging wild. And you don't know what somebody like that is going to fucking do.
She was the same way.
That's what makes him a dangerous opponent.
She's supposed to be the same
way. But with her, they instantly just made her a fucking saber master out of nowhere. Her character isn't like Finn because they take the approach to her character like she's fighting trained.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's bad about her character.
Yep.
Like,
but there's zero training involved unless
Finn was believable.
Yep.
Finn acted like you would expect somebody to act.
Yeah.
But she does not.
They should have made her lose.
Yeah.
She should have lost.
100%.
And
she should have been stabbed up a little bit.
They should have clawed their way away and like crawled away from that.
Yes.
Like after being defeated and maybe the ground splits apart and
that's the bullshit thing that allows them to escape. That's
yes.
fine.
Yes.
But the thing is she should have been like, she should have been physically hurt.
Yep.
And you know, she should have lost a hand.
Yeah,
how about
she
that?
She should have lost a hand. Yeah, didn't go fucking talk to one hand guy, you know?
Right.
There's no real reason for her to go and find Luke except for the fact that, okay, maybe there's a scene where Leia, who now we know has some force abilities too, is force sensitive.
Leia had always had force power.
Yeah, she's always force sensitive, right?
But her power wasn't like Jedi Knight type stuff. Her power was like clairindescence, clairvoyance.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. She could see possible outcomes.
Mm-hmm. And so that makes sense. And she's like, okay, there's something with this child. You should go see Luke. But they didn't even put that they didn't care to put that in there. They just like, oh, she shows up. Yep. She's the chosen one. Here's a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Go find him.
Yeah. After we've been looking for the map forever, we're going to send random person. We just met 2 days ago.
Yep.
Because she only met Han Solo a day ago. So we just met her 2 days ago.
Yeah. Yeah,
you go talk to my brother.
Yeah, when Han died, she probably shouldn't have even fucking cared. Besides the fact, it's like, damn, that was, I liked him. It was cool. But no, you don't know him.
Right. And then immediately just steals the ship and his best friend.
Yeah.
But I think the cardinal sin of this movie, this is a movie where we had Han Solo, Leia Organa, and a snippet of Luke Skywalker.
Well, barely. But
we did not have these three characters in the same place at the same time interacting.
Well, Han Solo and Leia did. But honestly, I hated it. Every scene with Han and Leia where they were trying to be like, oh, they're recoupling the romance. It felt bad. Like, I don't know if Carrie Fisher she hasn't acted and maybe she got some Botox done and there was just no emotion. No emotion between them. At least Kylo Ren had some emotion when he was doing his speech with Han. That was good.
Yeah.
But the best thing that could happen to this movie and series is Han Solo dying.
The thing is, with Leia's force powers, like I just said, she had premonitions.
Mm-hmm.
She knew she was sending Han Solo to his death. She had to have known.
Probably. But the worst, you know, I don't know, the force works in mysterious ways, right?
Maybe she thought it was a coin flip.
Maybe. Maybe it was like, you know, maybe if there was a chance, 50-50.
Yeah.
If, even if it was 20-80. That's a 1 in 5% chance, right?
Would you take the coin 20% flip if it was chance. Your kid?
Yeah, that I might lose this guy who used to be my husband that I love still probably, and we kind of split apart and we distance ourselves, right? Would I take the chance of him? Okay, he could has a chance to bring back our child,
yes,
from the dark side and to bring him home. And I think she'd take it every time, right?
Yeah, I think I would. If I was in the situation where I knew I was walking into something that had a 50% chance of killing me.
Yeah. And I think Han would take it also.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's your kid.
Right.
You'd die for your kid. Most people.
Yeah. It's a very natural thing.
Yeah.
We needed these three legacy characters interacting with each other. If that's what we were going to do, we needed to just do it.
Well.
Right.
Yeah. And they made the whole loop. This whole big thing, and then it did not matter. No,
we need to bring back Luke to stop the First Order from fucking destroying planets.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we have a navy, we could have stopped the planet's destroying weapon with.
There's one other thing. One of the flaws I had with Kylo's character, Kylo Ren, was he has Vader's mask, and he's trying to talk to him, and you know, he wants to live up to his expectations, right?
Right.
Well, not his expectations, but before. Because now we know at the end of
Return of the Jedi.
At the end of Return of the Jedi, he reverted, you know,
he's Anakin.
Yeah, he's Anakin again, right? He reverted to where he was before he went to Vader.
Right.
And as we see now in Ahsoka, he's still a Force ghost out there.
Right.
So he could communicate. If he's why hasn't he tried reaching out? Why wouldn't he reach out to his grandson? You don't want to go down the dark path.
Well, the thing is,
because he's idolized by this kid.
When we had the scenes of him talking to the helmet and stuff like that,
yep,
we needed to hear the voices in his head talking back.
We did.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we never got that.
No.
And it's really, it's like you just said, at the end of Return of the Jedi, he becomes Anakin again.
Yep.
Right? But Anakin walks between two worlds.
Yeah.
Anakin walks the light side and the dark side.
Yeah, he's more of a gray Jedi. Like, you see with Ahsoka, like...
We needed to hear the voices coming into his mind,
mm-hmm,
so that we as the audience knew that it was all bullshit.
Yeah.
Right.
Maybe the voices could have been Palpatine.
It could have been Palpatine. It could have been Snoke. Could have been whoever.
Because
that's not the point. The point is we needed to be able to hear it to know that as legacy viewers, this doesn't add up.
Yep.
Yeah. What he's being told by the voices in his head that he is getting from force premonitions and stuff from this stuff, we should know that this is bullshit. We know that as the audience.
Yeah.
But he doesn't understand that because
he's being led astray by the dark
side. He's a child.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because Vader wouldn't do this at this point.
No, not at all.
That wouldn't be his character at this point.
No.
I think it would have made a lot more sense if it was Palpatine's character, and that way we could have even started linking Palpatine to this and not just throw it at us in the fucking third movie.
Well, the thing is like, in the legacy stuff that's not canon anymore,
mm-hmm,
Palpatine doesn't get destroyed.
Yeah.
Right? He literally keeps going into like fucking clone bodies and shit and just, you know, but nothing is powerful enough to hold his essence. I mean,
it very could have easily been Palpatine.
Yeah. And that would have been fine.
And that would have made more sense when we got to the end.
Right.
But yeah, I think that was a missed opportunity with... Also, that didn't make sense to when you just watch it with what we got.
Right. So what's the next thing that really pissed you off in this? I still stick with the Republic Navy being what pisses me off the most.
Whenever they used the Millennium Falcon to warp jump onto the planet, they would have died instantly.
Yes.
As we 100%. Know now, they, when they collided and stopped at any point, they would have all scrambled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like Maz Kanata is a bullshit character. They shouldn't exist.
I don't know who this is. Why does she have the lightsaber?
We know who this needed to be. This needed to be Billy Dee Williams. This needed to be Lando Calrissian.
Yeah, it needed to be.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That would have made perfect sense. That would have made perfect sense why he had Luke's lightsaber and stuff like that. Because he was still the administrator of Bespin and he's still an allies there.
Yeah.
And whenever it got done falling with... in Luke's fucking severed hand, wherever it fell to, and whatever trash receptacle they have at the bottom of Bespin, that's how he would have got a hold of it.
Yeah, yeah, right? Make more sense. They never recovered that lightsaber, right? Is that that's what this is?
That was Anakin's lightsaber.
Yeah.
So Anakin's lightsaber was taken from him by Obi-Wan at the end of Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
After he loses the duel, then that lightsaber is what's given to Luke by Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
On Tatooine and A New Hope.
And then Luke loses it.
And then, yeah.
In the Sky City.
Luke loses it in Bespin.
Bespin, yeah.
And then he creates his green lightsaber for Return of the Jedi, right?
Yep.
But the fact that he lost it on Bespin, that would make sense why it would be in
Lando's
possession.
But it kind of been crappy for Lando to never give it back to him. Like, hey, man, I found this.
Well, it could be a thing like it was so far after the war and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that control of Bespin would have returned to him from the Empire after the Empire fell.
Yep.
Right? And somebody could have been like, hey, boss, we've got this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it would have just come into his possession like that. But it should have been Billy Dee Williams.
For sure.
It should have been him. The fact that it was this fucking character we made up, it makes no sense. Because this is the exact kind of place he would have ran.
One of the, I think another missed opportunity was Phasm.
Oh, Phasma?
Phasma.
That was a throwaway character.
Phasma was a really cool looking character. And... They should have done a lot more with her. The only thing we really get out of her is they capture her and make her lower the blast horse. And I feel like that character would not do that at all. Because she is never a diehard imperialist. And she would die before she ever sabotaged the base.
Exactly.
And they just like, well, okay, guys, you're gonna regret this. And then they just kick her down a trash chute and that's it.
Right.
It's like, no. She would have died before. They would have had to beat that information out of her.
Dude, I don't think they could have beat that information out of her.
No.
Like, I keep using the SS analogy because these guys are space Nazis.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, we literally get a scene where they're just, it feels like fucking Hitler giving a speech.
Because it is.
Yeah, before they go to war.
And you, an SS soldier... Like a true SS soldier would die before they did anything
and
like
she's
this.
She's a captain.
She's as high up as they go, right? She would die first.
Yeah.
It would have been just fine for Finn to know.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? If he's fully trained, even if he's a fucking janitor, apparently he's good enough to be a fucking frontline soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't he just know the basics of this? Why can't he just know base operation basics?
He knows nothing the whole movie, which I like when he's bullshitting most of the time, where he's like, oh, yeah, I'm with the Republic. I'm with the Resistance.
Yeah.
Sorry, not the Republic, because those are two different things. And and it's like, okay, I like that. But then it's like, okay, he's bullshitting everything, and then it just magically works out. And like, okay.
Right.
It's just. They could have actually just had... smart plot development, but
they could have just had the BB droid plug in and break it.
Yeah, that's what they always did before. There's like, fucking, I don't know, R2-D2, fix it. And like, okay, burp, plug it in.
Yeah.
That's what robots are fucking there for.
Yes, and that is perfectly acceptable.
Yeah, you know what? He hacked the system. Good job, fucking bot.
Exactly. That's what they are built for. That's why you bring them along.
We built him to be a beach ball for fucking sell kids toys. That's what he was.
Oh, my God, dude. But
and he's little more than that.
Right.
R2-D2 was a person.
Yeah.
He was a real person. Like, yeah, okay, he's still a droid.
R2-D2 was a gangster.
He was. He did a lot of shit. And he was, a lot of times, he saved their lives. And BB-8 never filled this fucking role.
Right.
Man. The most he was there. R2-D2
probably got a couple purple hearts.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Like, he got shot up real good. And he got shot up real good in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
He got shot up real good in A New Hope.
Yeah. Tore him apart. In the second one, right?
Oh, no. That was C-3PO. That was 3PO. They tore apart. Oh, I'm sorry. You probably did not recognize me because of my red arm. Nobody gives a fuck about your red arm, bro.
Why didn't they scrap this fucking droid?
Like, you know that guy's a Sith spy, right?
Yeah.
He was built by Darth Vader.
Yeah. Literally, that guy over there is murdering all of us, built him. Like, why do we have him next to our leaders translating for us?
Like, yeah. He is a fucking assassin bot. He's going to kill a lot of us.
He's just a translator bot, okay? He's just translating all the information over to the dark side.
Why is everything a shitty desert planet? Why is everything just a shit desert planet?
No planets in Star. I love that. That's just how, you know, it's like a child imagines the planet. Like, that's just what their environment grew up. That's the whole planet. Just
one biome.
Every planet says one biome. We got a desert planet. Okay. I don't think people just wouldn't settle there. Why the fuck are people living here? And then, okay. Oh, what's next?
We got a forest planet.
We
got an island planet.
We got it's a water planet, but we're floating up in the sky. How did life sustain on this fucking planet? No life developed there unless it's just all fish people in the water, which we never even see fish people on Cloud City.
Oh, Cloud City is a gas giant.
Is it just a gas giant?
It's just a gas giant.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
People wouldn't live there. It's like it's us with Earthians. We'd go like, okay, let's just go fucking live on Mercury.
Dude, people from the Star Wars galaxy would touch down on Earth and it would blow their fucking minds. Oh,
100%.
Whoa, they have more than one topical feature on their fucking planet? Holy shit.
They have all the planet's topical features here. I don't understand what the fuck's happening.
Man, they got a place over yonder that's just like Hoth.
Yeah, they got
Hoth. You go over there and it's like Tatooine and Jakku.
Yeah.
You go over there, it's like it's like Endor.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
To New York, it's fucking, we got...
it's Coruscant.
Coruscant, shit. It's like... we got the city planet. Yeah, it's Coruscant. It's only a city. Like,
oh my god, dude.
George Lucas is a genius. It's a different galaxy far, far away. We don't understand how shit works.
Oh
there.
My god.
But there's none of these planets would have been habitable.
They just
wouldn't.
But I just watching the the opening text crawl was kind of pissing me off. Like, it was just basically, yeah, so many years ago, Luke just said, fuck it, and left. No, he wouldn't do that.
No. All my kids got murdered. I guess, you know what? They're right. I'm leaving.
Yep.
You win, kid. He just helped create a Sith Lord and just fucking left. It's like, whatever.
God, the only way the Resistance works is if the Resistance is also resisting the Republic.
Yeah.
Which the First Order is resisting the Republic.
They should work together.
They should be working together. Exactly. Oh, man. The fucking First Order Star Destroyers are just two Star Destroyers duct taped together. They're goddamn stupid. It looks so fucking stupid.
They're bigger.
Oh, yeah, it's real like a, scary.
It's like a double wide trailer.
Oh, they got the fancy one.
Bro, we got to save money somewhere. We got a planet to pay for.
Dude, fucking really, man.
That defies all logic and science.
Oh, man. And this movie was bad. Like I said, we gave it a pass because we were fooled. We didn't have the vision to see how this was kind of the beginning of the end. This was heralding in the beginning of the end.
I think we just didn't want to see it. I've wanted to be hopeful that, okay.
I did.
We got the nostalgia out of the way. Let's fucking see some new shit.
I feel wronged by it now.
Rey should have just been rescued and not helped herself. And she should have lost that fight. And I would have accepted a lot more of this movie. Of her being untrained and not knowing how to wield the Force.
Right.
I don't care if she's super powerful and godlike. That I understand later. But like, she still has to be able to develop those skills.
Her first Force ability? If they really wanted to give her a Force moment.
Mm-hmm. It should have been a push. Right?
It should have been her snatching the lightsaber.
Yeah, the lightsaber. Yep.
Because honestly, that was kind of Luke's first Force thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever he's on Hoth and he like Force pulls the lightsaber out of the fucking snowdrift to kill the Wampa.
Mm-hmm.
That should have been her.
That was the second movie. In the first one, does he not do anything?
No. So
the only thing he uses the Force to shoot the blow up the Death Star.
He fires his torpedoes on instinct.
That's it.
He turns
that's
his computers really off it. And fires on instinct.
Yeah, exactly. Because he hasn't been fucking trained.
Right.
And he is still learning to wield a lightsaber at least.
Yeah.
She should have cut her own fucking arm off. That would have been justice. She picks it up and just slices her own hand off. And Kylo's like, you know what? She's not a threat, and walks the fuck away. That's how the movie should have ended.
But here's my problem. Finn knows all these people are brainwashed. Yeah. Finn knows everybody he's killing is a victim.
He is perfectly fine with killing all of his friends that he was just hanging out with.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
That guy probably knew him.
No sympathy for these people at all.
No, it's the whole thing was like clones aren't people. Like, but these aren't even clones anymore.
No, they're abducted children.
Yeah. And the moment he leaves, he's just like perfectly fine with murdering all of them. That's what I wrote down.
He when should they not escaped be okay off
the
with
ship,
it.
With him escapes off the ship with Poe, he's perfectly fine. Just started mowing down his own allies and own friends.
When he blows them all away in that fucking hangar.
Because, you know, he grew up. He has to have friends.
Yeah.
Like, he knows all these people.
Right. You can't tell me they don't have downtime.
Yeah.
They don't hang out and play cards and shoot dice and bullshit.
It's just this thing where we're supposed to think stormtroopers are just fucking androids and they're putties. They have no emotions. But these are people. And we see that through Finn. But then the rest of them are just completely negated. They don't exist.
They are. Even in the original trilogy, when you think about it, you're probably going to work for the Empire.
Yeah.
I mean, any local jobs aren't going to be what gets you off planet and lets you see the galaxy. You're going to go to work for the Empire.
Yeah.
Same reason for people sign up for the military today.
Yeah.
They need shit worked on. They need health care. They need a job. They need to have their college paid for.
Yeah.
That kind of shit. People are going to be serving the Empire for the same fucking reasons.
Exactly.
These are just people. Now, for the First Order, all these kids are kidnapped and brainwashed, which makes them victims.
Mm-hmm.
Of the entire thing going on, right? And Finn knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that everybody he is putting down is a fucking victimized child.
Yeah.
That's my problem with Finn. That's 100% my problem with Finn. Finn should have serious fucking remorse about what he has to do. And it should be situations to where there is no other choice.
Yeah.
These guys are fucking brainwashed. They are going to kill me. I have no other choice. And he should have serious remorse.
Yeah. Yeah.
He never does. Ever.
No. No, he's just goofing off.
Yeah. He's goofing off and he's killing faceless villains.
Yep.
It's Finn's the strongest character, but Finn is also the weakest fucking character.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It's incredible how shittily they wrote all the characters in this movie. It's fucking mind blowing. The only character that makes sense is the Nazi.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a Nazi at the beginning of the movie. He's a Nazi at the end of the movie. He's a Nazi everywhere in between. That's so fucking bad.
Do you think Kylo's a redeemable character at the end?
At the end of this?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's tough. Vader never killed his own dad.
I don't think some characters are redeemable. I don't think that Anakin Skywalker is fully redeemable.
No. I think we see that in Ahsoka where he's not technically just a redeemed person still, right?
Right. I think that his death puts a lot of things straight,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think it redeems him, right?
Yeah.
If there's still more to be done as a Force ghost that might could redeem him, that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
But as far as just him and his legacy, no. For Kylo, the thing is, the way they present him, I don't think he's redeemable.
I think after he kills his father, I think that's it. Like, okay, this, you're evil.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
I don't think the way they present him that he is redeemable. In order to make him a redeemable character, we needed to see the other things that we talked about.
Yeah.
We needed to see the manipulation of his mind mm-hmm. that drove him to this. Those would be the aspects that would make him a redeemable character. But since we didn't get any of that, we're not shown any of that, we're not alluded to any of that, then no. I mean, the only thing we get in this that even remotely says anything about what's going on is when Leia is like, no, it's not Ben. It's Snoke that did this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't see that.
We don't know who that is.
We have no idea who that is. And without seeing the manipulation going on, I would say that he is not a redeemable character.
Yeah.
If this would have been written differently and we would have saw that stuff, that's a different conversation. Maybe, yeah.
I think they should have done more Snoke too, instead of just having this faceless person who, well, not faceless, but, you know, pretty much faceless. And like,
right.
For the fact that, I guess they just want to make it a mystery because Palpatine was a mystery the first time. Do you think powder bread tastes good?
What
Rey eats, the rations they get, that they just the powder,
a portion,
1/8 portions.
Oh my god, dude!
That it's just 1/8 of a. They make loaf bread. They just throw it in water. Do you think that tastes good?
Here's the thing, man. I know that supposedly portions are the currency.
It's just food.
It's just food.
You eat your currency, you don't have fucking money anymore.
Right.
It's not a currency.
I mean, everybody there would just kill that guy.
Yeah.
100%. When he's like, oh, I'll give you 60 portions for the droid. Everybody would be like, gun? You're going to give me 60 portions right now. I don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
No, he's the governing law of that area. Okay.
Yeah, well,
on not Tatooine.
When he dies, I guess I will be.
All right, hate meter, what do you think, like a 7-8?
I'll give this, I'll give this an 8.
I'm going to go 6.
Yeah.
Because, there was potential, and yeah, it was a lot of reuse stuff, and there was things that upset me, but mostly it's like, it was forgivable if they had produced, but they didn't. So yeah, I'd still say probably a 6. It wasn't painful or anything.
This was so recycled and reused. If you saw A New Hope and Return of the Jedi, you could just skip this.
Yeah.
Because you've seen this movie.
All right. That's about it.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the thumbs up. And check us out. Spotify.
Yep.
YouTube, wherever you listen to us. Thank you. And we'll catch you next time.
See you later, guys.
Bye.